Hi everyone, welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
So do you handwrite much these days, Stephanie?
You know what? I was feeling really badly about this the other day. I was writing an email to an old friend, and we used to exchange real letters in the mail, and I missed seeing his handwriting, and I thought, I should send a card just so I can write a little bit in it, because we don't see each other's handwriting anymore.
Yeah. Last Christmas, a few months ago, I sent, along with cards and a few gifts,
good,
a bunch of, like, handwritten letters to
wow,
sort of update, my grandma particularly, but also a group of friends, just to sort of give them a longer thing that I might put in an email or on Facebook or something about just what's been going on. Obviously, my grandma has no email or computer, so she would much prefer the handwritten stuff. And she'll send stuff to me as well. But, yeah, not as much these
days.
Kind of
sad, isn't it?
It is a little sad.
Yeah.
So, and that's really what this article about. It's about the place of handwriting in the modern age. We're going to look at some of the benefits of handwriting and why we still do it. We're just going to kind of think about the whole question, really.
Yeah, good.
So let's have a read through the article and we'll discuss some of the English we use in it. The modern world is full of computers, smartphones, and other digital devices. Thanks to the internet, people can text, email, and video call friends and relatives on the other side of the globe. These days, many people only use pens and paper to write short, hastily scribbled notes. So, what's the point of writing things out by hand, or forcing students to do so at school? Scientific studies have shown that writing by hand engages more of our brains than simply inputting information via a keyboard. That's because we have to concentrate harder and put in more effort in order to write something. By doing so, we stimulate more memory cells and build stronger connections between them. This makes information easier to remember. There is also evidence that writing out other symbols, such as Chinese characters, makes them easier to learn. In addition, handwriting helps us with motor skills. This is why handwriting is considered important for young learners. It helps them develop as well as learn. In one study, one group of elementary school children wrote things by hand, while the other group used a keyboard. The first group wrote more words than the second. Moreover, they wrote them more quickly and expressed more ideas in the same period of time. These benefits show that handwriting is still important. The development of software that converts handwritten notes into text shows that people still want or need to write things by hand. What's more, few schools have the budget to equip every student with a tablet computer or a laptop. The majority of schoolwork, especially written exams, still has to be done by hand. So even though it may seem that handwriting is becoming obsolete, it still has a place in the modern world. So that's our article.
Interesting.
Shows that handwriting really is a key skill that people still need to learn.
I think it's a part of your personality, how you write. I still remember my mother's handwriting, which was beautiful, and, you know, she's no longer with us, but I still remember how beautiful her handwriting was, and she was very precise, as opposed to my father, who is a little sloppy, and he prints everything.
Okay,
I print.
I don't join up anymore because I join it up, it's too messy, so I print.
Called cursive, right?
Yeah, I used to be able to do cursive, but it was just too difficult to read, so I got out of the habit just because other people need to read it too.
Very interesting.
So my dad is terrible.
You should have been a doctor.
My dad is a doctor, and he's got awful handwriting.
Yeah, all doctors have a reputation for
terrible handwriting.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so we start this article by talking about the modern world, which of course is full of computers, smartphones, and other digital devices. So digital obviously means using digital technology, these different this type of memory and type of technology, and devices. A device is just basically anything that you use to do something. Stephanie is in fact holding one at this moment, so e-readers are devices, mm-hmm. tablet computers like iPads, other things, you know, ATMs. Digital devices, mm-hmm. you know, all of these things, our phones, our communication stuff, these are all devices. So a kitchen, things you might use, they're devices, you mm-hmm. know, a toaster, bread maker, mm-hmm. whisk, blender, they're all devices.
All those things we use. Well, thanks to the internet, people can text, email, and video call friends and relatives on the other side of the globe. Thank goodness for the internet, because living here is very convenient to foreigners like Pat and myself, because we can keep in touch quickly with our friends and family, and it doesn't cost an arm and a leg, which means cost a lot of money. I used to live here a long time ago before the internet, and I think to make a phone call maybe for an hour would be about $300 US.
Wow.
Crazy expensive. So if you're talking about your relatives, those are your family members, the mm-hmm. people you are related to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and many of them are on the other side of the globe. I've got family in the UK, in Australia. Have you got them anywhere else than America?
Not right now. No.
The globe, of course, is the world. We also use globe for the little model of the world. Yes. So when we say on the other side of the globe, we just mean, you know, 12 hours away or mm-hmm. on the other side, just really on the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. So these days, many people only use pens and paper to write short and hastily scribbled notes. So no one is going to sit there and write long stories like they used to with pen and paper these days. It's mostly taking a lecture note or a class note, maybe filling in a book, scribbling down a phone number, making a note in a meeting. But even these days, people are still using computers and phones to take those notes. They just kind of... They're typing them in.
I know.
So we use hastily scribbled. To scribble means to write or draw something quickly. So we're adding the adjective hastily here to make it show even more. And it's just that, you know, maybe you're on the phone, you need to write down, you know, be at this place at this time. And you just grab a pen and write it down. That's probably what most people use a pen and paper for most of the time mm-hmm. these days. Just a quick note.
Scribble also refers to little children who can't write yet. And they kind of just take their crayon mm-hmm. and, you know, move it back and forth. It's messy. So if you scribble, you're writing in a messy way. So what's the point of writing things out by hand or forcing students to do so at school? What's the point? Why do we do it if this is true?
I've had students ask me that.
Really?
Like, why are we handwriting stuff, really?
Huh.
Because when I get to a job, it'll all be typing. So really, why am I handwriting?
We've got some good reasons through research for people now. Scientific studies, those are bits of research that are done. They've shown that writing by hand engages more of our brains. If you engage something, you activate it. You get it to participate. So if you want your students to be more engaged in class, then you should ask questions
mm-hmm.
and not just lecture or talk at them. I like to engage people when I'm teaching and get them, you know, participating so that they feel like they're part of the lesson.
Mm-hmm. So writing things out by hand basically means it makes our brain work more than inputting information via a keyboard or through a keyboard. So just typing something out, inputting information into a database or typing a letter or a note or writing an email doesn't actually take as much of our brains as writing something out by hand does.
Uh-huh.
And this is because we have to concentrate harder and put in more effort in order to write something. So we have to think a bit when we're writing something. I mean, maybe, I guess both of us grew up handwriting,
uh-huh.
so it seems second nature, and maybe we have to concentrate more on typing than we do writing sometimes. But these days, modern younger people will probably be able to type quicker and type without thinking, but writing will take more of their brains, and that's why they have to concentrate more to handwrite.
It's important.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I found is if I'm writing by hand, you can't make as many mistakes.
Yeah, I don't make spelling mistakes when I handwrite.
Yeah, so you take more time and you focus
mm-hmm.
because if you're typing, if you spell it wrong or hit the wrong key, who cares? It just is 1 second.
It'll correct itself or it'll underline in the article.
I know.
Yeah.
It'll tell you.
Microsoft will let you know what's happening. So yeah, you have to concentrate. You have to focus. Mm-hmm. You can't just do it with half your brain. Uh-huh. You have to use all your brain to make sure it's going right. Okay.
Well, when you concentrate, you're also stimulating your memory cells.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stimulate something, you get it to be active. You get it to feel like it's alive. I think this is a really good reason, because if you want to keep your brain for as long as possible, you need to keep exercising it. That's kind of what stimulating means. So you get it to be more interest. You increase the activity inside your memory cells. These are all very good things.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's stimulated, it might mean they feel more alive. Maybe you kind of kick them under the desk at school and stimulate them. Maybe they're falling asleep and you get them to, you know, be more alert, more alive.
Yeah, so it's basically making our brain cells more active.
Yeah.
It's forcing them to do things.
Good.
And this makes information easier to remember because there's stronger connections. So if you think of your brain as a map, and if you think of the connections between them all as roads, okay, the more you use those roads, the better those roads are going to be, and the easier they're going to be to follow, okay?
True.
And therefore, information is easier to remember because the roads are still there. This is why you look at your notes again after class, because it makes the memory bridges or roads stronger. And if you don't read your notes, then there's maybe only one thin little road and it just dies.
Yeah.
If it's not remembered,
it's
that
easy.
Bridge goes away.
True. It's easy to get washed out.
Yeah.
Now, there's also evidence. Evidence are facts that support something. That writing out symbols, like Chinese characters, makes them easier to learn.
Yep. Other symbols could also mean like numbers or
chemical.
You learn the chemical symbols by writing them out more than you do by reading them.
Oh, yeah.
You write them out in the right order.
Well, it's one more sense that you're using, you know, the sense of touch and sight isn't strong enough sometimes. For me, hearing something isn't strong enough. I need to write it too, and then I remember.
Yeah, so so it works for other symbols. So it helps you learn the alphabet. It would help you learn Chinese characters. Of course, writing is probably the best way to then recognize them all.
Yeah.
And any other kinds of symbols that people use for codes for stuff like that.
True.
All be made easier by handwriting them. Okay, we're going to look at another benefit of handwriting in just a moment, but right now we're going to hand over to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要讲的是 handwriting, 指的是用手来书写。首先呢，在第一段的第二个句子提到 ,Thanks to the internet, people can text, email, and video call friends and relatives on the other side of the globe. 讲到呢，因为网络的盛行，不管是打简讯、写 email, 甚至是跟朋友呢来视讯，都变得很方便。接续这样子的文意呢，第一题我们可以选择 sentence D。D 选项里面就提到了 These days, many people only use pens and paper to write short, hastily scribbled notes. 那么到了现在啊，大部分人们会使用纸跟笔，只有在写一些比较简短或者是很匆忙的要注记的一些笔记才会使用到笔，所以呢，跟前面用网络来视讯打字是差很多的，所以在这里做一个对比，才会延伸第一段的最后一句说，那为什么还要用手来写字呢？所以搭配文意，第一题的标准答案，我们就选 D。第二段在这里提到 ,Scientific studies have shown that writing by hand engages more of our brains than simply inputting information via a keyboard. 在这里提到科学的研究展现出来的就是用手来书写事实上是要占用比较多的大脑。在这里的 engage 就是有占用的意思，比起呢简单的是用 keyboard 来输入资讯，那么书写是要用到比较多的大脑的空间的。延续这样的文意，第二题我们就可以选择 B 选项。 Sentence B 提到 That's because we have to concentrate harder and putting more effort in order to write something.为什么手写要比较占用大脑的空间呢？因为啊，要比较更专注，而且要花费更多的心力来写事情。所以搭配文意，第二题我们答案就选 B 选项。
We'll take a short break, then we'll be right back. Hi guys, we're talking about handwriting here. The question is, why do we still do it in this age of computers and cell phones? Well, we just talked about one reason. It helps us to keep our brain active. It helps us to learn things and remember things better. Mm-hmm. One really big benefit right there.
That's great. It also helps us with our motor skills. Your motor skills are the skills between that connect between your eyes and your limbs, I think.
Yeah, your muscles.
Yeah, your brain. Your brain tells your body to do something, and then you've got to coordinate or get your brain and your limbs, your hands, your feet, to carry out that action, that command that your brain is giving you. People with good motor skills are usually good athletes.
Mm-hmm.
My brother would always say, I have good hand-eye coordination.
Oh, okay.
So what he sees, he can then react to quickly.
Yeah, motor skills are things that you have to learn. You're not born with
No.
these things. So motor skills includes things like learning how to walk, learning how to use chopsticks, knife
how to
and talk.
Fork.
Yeah, how yeah. to move things like that. And this is why handwriting is considered important for young learners, because it helps them develop as well as learn. So they learn the alphabet, but by the act of holding pencils and writing, they learn how to use their hands, become more agile with their hands, which helps them knife and fork, chopsticks, holding things, painting things, doing other sorts of skills. So
that
by learning how to use their brain and their muscles together, they're learning all sorts of useful skills at a young age.
Well, even when I was about 12, I learned how to sew with a sewing machine. And when I first started, I was clumsy.
Yeah.
And you get better and better and better. Think of little kids who are like 2 or 3. Their hands are kind of fat and chubby, and they can't really do much with their hands. But we get better and better. That's because we're developing our motor skills.
Yeah. Well, handwriting, of course, would be better practice than just typing on a keyboard.
Oh, true, true, true. Well, in one study, they had a group of elementary school children. Elementary school is grades 1 to 6, usually. They wrote things by hand, while the other group used a keyboard that comes along with a computer. Now, the first group wrote more words than the second, which is surprising to me. I would think it would be the opposite, because it's actually easier to just type on a keyboard, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, I guess not.
Interesting,
just,
huh?
I think I could handwrite faster than somebody typing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon
I'm
I could do
really
it.
Fast typer.
Well, I'll have to set up a race upstairs later. Moreover, which means besides or in addition or also, they wrote them more quickly and expressed more ideas in the same period of time. So they said, all right, we'll give you, 2 minutes, write as many words as you can. And the handwriters, they wrote more words.
Interesting.
They wrote those words more quickly, and they expressed more ideas by handwriting them out in that 2 minutes. So they communicated more information. They maybe used more different types of words. They maybe linked them together into sentences better than the guys who were typing.
Well, it's interesting because in the paragraph in front of that, the previous paragraph says that we engage our brains when we write more. Maybe they just had more ideas that started to flow as they were using their hands to write than those who were using keyboards. It's really an interesting idea, because I would have guessed that those who had the keyboard would just be typing more.
I guess if it was experienced typers, it might be different. These are elementary school kids,
they're
not going to be typing super fast.
Oh, true. That's so
true. Yeah. Maybe I will report back in the future about an upstairs race between writers and typers. So there are these benefits. You learn more, your memory gets better, you learn motor skills, and these benefits show that handwriting is still important.
Wow.
This is why we teach it to kids. We encourage kids to do it. This is why they do it in schools, before they really should do it before they learn to type.
Oh, yeah. I didn't learn how to type until I was in junior high school.
Yeah, probably right.
So it's kind of cool. I didn't even think about how fast the elementary school kids would be if they were using a keyboard. That's an interesting thing. So Handwriting is still important because there are a lot of benefits that we're seeing through the research and the studies that they're doing. It's kind of cool. Now, the development of software, the programs that we put on our computers or tablets or even our cell phones, actually, they have some software that can convert handwritten notes into text. It shows that people still want or need to write things by hand. Sometimes it's just easier. It's faster. I have a to-do list, a list of things I want to get done every day. It's always handwritten. I have never typed it, ever.
I see.
Yeah, because I like to cross it off when I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. So something that converts, it means it changes this thing from one state to another. And these software apps are interesting. You can check out videos of them on the internet. You basically write with one of these electronic pens on your iPad or your cell phone. You hit a button, or sometimes it's automatic, and it turns it into text.
Does it ever misread it?
It will, but these things learn, apparently.
Oh,
so
cool.
They get to recognize a person's handwriting.
Wow.
I've tried a bunch of these myself, because this is something that I would find really useful.
Really?
The problem at the moment is the pens themselves. If you want a really good pen that's accurate and can capture it well, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
My phone actually comes with a pen.
Okay.
It's a Samsung, and I have an S Pen, and ask me how many times I've used it.
How many times have you used it, Stephanie?
Well, I've owned my phone for 6 months, and I've never used the pen.
There you go.
There you go.
I'll tell you about the app after we finish teaching the lesson. Maybe it'll be useful.
Yeah, maybe I'll use it.
Okay, so that's but that shows that people still want to write. You know, they maybe have their phone or their laptop in a presentation or a meeting.
Yeah.
They don't want to type notes, because then they'd be kind of looking at the screen. There'd be the typing sound. But if they're like, oh, okay, I can just write that down like you would on a piece of paper. But, of course, it saves time because it then converts it to text into a file. You store the notes just quick, very quick.
That's cool. Well, that's one of the things. We see that people still want or need to write by hand. What's more, here's another reason why handwriting is beneficial. Very few schools, actually, have the budget or the money to equip every student with a tablet computer or a laptop. Yeah, I don't know many that would have enough money. Your budget is the amount of money that you have to spend. It could be a school's budget. It could be your personal budget, how much money you plan on spending each month. It's good to have a budget, actually, so you don't overspend. And if you equip somebody with something, you give them some sort of a tool or some sort of ability to get something done. A lot of cars come equipped with air conditioning, so they have air conditioning installed in them before you buy them.
Yep, and of course a tablet computer is just like an iPad or one of the other pad computers that are around. And a school can't give one to every student.
Too expensive.
But so, therefore, if a student can't, of course they can type reports in the computer room, but in the lessons, the students aren't going to have rows of computers and pads in front of them, so they have to take notes by handwriting.
Hopefully they're taking notes.
Which is why we say the majority, or the most of, the greatest part of schoolwork, especially written exams, still has to be done by hand. Now, it would be difficult if a student could take in a computer to do their exam, because they would all have to be checked to make sure there was no cheating going on.
True.
Either that, or the students have to go into a special room, so they're using just a school's computer. Now, of course, even in my school days, the teachers were starting to say, you can type up your reports and give them to us as, like, printed out. Because then they can make sure they can read everything and so on. And it was like learning a new skill back in those days.
True, it was.
But and now, of course, most of it will be maybe typed up. But notes in the class and stuff will all still have to be done by hand. And exams, too.
Well, so even though it may seem that handwriting is becoming obsolete, it still has a place in the modern world. If something's obsolete, you guys, just means it's no longer in style, it's out of date, it's no longer used, it's no longer produced, it's obsolete.
Yeah, like CDs are almost obsolete. They're not quite yet. Cassette tapes are pretty obsolete these days.
I still have some from
you still have
long
a few?
Ago.
Well, they're memories.
I had them converted, though, to digital files.
My dad has got a a device that converts vinyl records to digital files.
That's cool.
So his vinyls are not obsolete yet.
Wow. But vinyl albums sound different.
True.
So let's hope they never become obsolete.
Okay. So therefore, we can kind of say it's still good to handwrite. So
don't
ignore it, kids out there. Nope. Don't just go, huh, we don't need it anymore. Use it. Use what it can teach you. All right, we're going to hand over now to somebody else who can teach you. That's our Chinese teacher.
那么手写除了让资讯能够比较容易被记住之外呢，在第三段则是提到了 In addition, handwriting helps us with motor skills. 用手来书写还可以帮助我们一些的运动技能。在后面第二个句子破折号的提到 It helps them develop as well as learn。这里就提到了，其实对于比较年轻的学习者来讲呢，用手来书写可以帮助他们发展，而且学习都是有益的。延续这样的文意，第三题我们可以选择 sentence F， 在 F 的句子里面提到。In one study, one group of elementary school children wrote things by hand, while the other group used a keyboard. 那当然要证明自己的想法，就要做实验咯。所以在这样的实验当中，有一群呢，这个小学的小学童，他们是用手来书写，另外一群则是使用 keyboard 键盘来书写。那么可以搭配后面的句子提到 The first group wrote more words than the second 在这里就清楚地记载了前面用手书写写出来的字是比用 keyboard 输入还要来得更多所以回应前后的文句第三题答案就可以选择 F第四个句子是最后一段的开头，有用来总结。在第二段提到了呢，这个书写可以使学习更容易。第三段提到了可以增进你的运动的技能，所以第四题我们可以选择 sentence C。C 的选项里面提到 These benefits show that handwriting is still important 刚刚呢前面的几段都提到了书写的好处而这些益处呢就显示出书写还是相当的重要的所以第四题标准答案我们就选 C 选项最后一段的第三个句子提到What's more, few schools have the budget to equip every student with a tablet computer or a laptop. 其实还有一个重点就是呢，很少有学校会有这样的预算，让每一个学生都有平板电脑或是笔记型电脑来做学习或是上课的使用。顺应这样的文句，第五题我们就可以选择 A 选项。Sentence A 里面提到 ，The majority of schoolwork, especially written exams, still has to be done by hand. 学校因为没有预算，所以大部分的功课呢，主要还是用手来书写的。所以第五题搭配前后的文句，我们就可以正确的答案选 A。最后一句提到 So, even though it may seem that handwriting is becoming obsolete, it still has a place in the modern world. 虽然书写感觉已经是过时，事实上它还是有着一定的地位。
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and don't forget to keep practicing your handwriting.
Yeah, make it neat, not like mine.
Yeah, you don't want to write like a doctor. Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening, guys, for English Digest. I'm Pat.
I'm Stephanie.
We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.